This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news for the Sunshine State. They have the most cases in the day of COVID-19. Oh, we seem oh so close. Let's get there. Let's get over the line and get through this latest hurdle. Speaking of the hurdles, that's what happened at the Olympics. We're going to talk about what happened there as an American takes silver and the infrastructure bill. It is oh so close. The jobs are waiting, and some of you will be the beneficiaries of what the infrastructure bill can bring to your area. I'm a big believer in this as it is slimmed down because of what I see as some decrepit areas in the country with bridges and roads. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. We have rolled out our imaginary red carpet just for all of you. Whether you're a first timer or you've been here many, many times, remember, you can always hit me up 24/7 with your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Speaking of the mailbag, we're going to go there this hour. Plus, I'm going to introduce you to a woman. I'm going to take you to India and introduce you to a woman whose son has schizophrenia. You know, there's all this conversation about various forms of mental illness, and I think she has one of the best perspectives I've ever heard about how do you deal with that when someone you love, someone you care for, someone you want to see thrive has a really horrible form of mental illness, or as I like to say, mental disease. And I think she offers hope to people who feel hopeless. And, of course, we're going to take you to the Olympics. What happened is I watched a lot of it, actually, in and out over the weekend. How about you? Were you a watcher of any of the Olympics, or are you skipping it? It's weird. People that I know are either watching or they have no idea. I could say any name, and they have no clue who I'm talking about. But I want to see how the Americans do, and I'm watching. And I'm watching all the other teams and all the other athletes, too, as well. So with the infrastructure bill, this is very, very, very big news. And the reason it's big news is because the Senate unveiled details of this proposal, which is truly the word bipartisan. So not just bipartisan in name only, right? So there is a delicate sort of dance or debate that's happening, but the Dems and the Republicans in the Senate unveiled this long-awaited proposal with the roads, the bridges, the pipes, the ports, internet connections, and this package is weeks and weeks after haggling and looking like it was going to be blocked. You know, you talk about legislation that is so thick, you wonder how's anyone going through this? It's 2,700 pages. 2,700 pages. So now the full Senate, where proponents of infrastructure reform really won't have, you know, they've got little margin for error, are either going to say yay, adopt this kind of sort of bill that has eluded them for years, or say no, or, you know, who knows. But no part of the U.S. economy is untouched by this plan. That's what I like about it. So you had Republican Senator Rob Portman and Democratic Senator Kristen Sinema, who from Arizona, who was part of this, and really they were architecting it from behind, and roughly half of the $1 trillion overall price tag is new federal spending, with the rest coming from existing planned investments in country roads, highways, and bridges. So those details are more palatable, I think, than some of what might have been stuck in this, because the plan is to set aside $55 billion for drinking water, to look at replacing lead pipe in America, $65 billion for broadband internet, also looking at upgrading key commercial hubs, $25 billion for repairs at major airports, and 66 billion. That's a big chunk, the biggest chunk, targeting railways, which, you know, of course, would be Amtrak. Think about the investment in Amtrak, but a half a century ago. So I know these are all good things that we need to have happen. I don't know about where you're living, but just look around and you tell me, because I certainly have gotten plenty of emails from people complaining about some of the decay with the roads and bridges, and it's jobs. And here's the key thing. This compromise emits new taxes and user fees, right? So no new taxes, user fees, forget it. So instead, it recovers costs through this different way, from reclaiming past coronavirus aid money to collecting unpaid taxes on cryptocurrencies. But the math might be a little fuzzy, but it's not as fuzzy as it was. So that's the good news. I think this one slides through, and thank goodness, because I believe this needs to happen. It needs to happen. And it's good in so many, many, many ways, right? Every state, every area of every state, what do they need? Joe Manchin was talking about it, because he was one of the negotiators, and he really kind of held out on some of what was initially happening. He likes it because he does believe there's something in this piece of the pie for everybody, for every state. And, you know, let's face it, it's we the people, and we don't like the way the government spends our money. We don't. But this deal, now the way that it's been reworked, it looks good to me. Again, how fuzzy is the math? A little fuzzy maybe, but not quite as fuzzy as it was. All right, no doubt about it, we are weary in the West when it comes to fires. And hey, how about thunderstorms in my area? Horrific thunderstorms that actually set off two houses caught on fire and almost burned to the ground because of lightning strikes. And we've been talking about lightning strikes a lot. But in the West, it's about the drought. And then when there is these storms, lightning sparking fires. And the National Weather Service is saying storms are expected to hit the interior Western states from the Great Basin to the Rockies. And it might help with those fires, but not enough relief to a place like California, because the drought has just ravaged Cali. It's the heavy rain that they need, right? Heavy, heavy, heavy rain. But yet in some places, we're getting these major monsoons that are creating flash floods. Sunday, there was mudslides from the heavy rain on Interstate 70 that caused major problems in Glenwood Canyon, Colorado. It was blocked up with piles of boulders and logs. 100 people were trapped, basically couldn't get around anything until they can get that all undone. The lanes in both directions were blocked off for hours and hours and hours and hours. We're taking you to the Olympics. That's coming up next. Hang with us.
Everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Swimming for 8 days, a lot of us were focused on that. I know there were plenty of other sports that were going on, and the Americans did so well in the pool, but now we're really into track and field. American Kenny Harrison won a silver medal in the 100-meter hurdles. It was an interesting race because Harrison was initially, it looked like she took bronze, but then it was a photo finish. They went back and they gave her the silver. So the silver in the 100-meter hurdles, I don't know how they do it. And somebody who is a good friend of hers, training partner from the past, Jasmine Camacho Quinn of Puerto Rico, took gold in 12.37. Think of how fast that is. For Harrison, 12.52 seconds. She was right on her heels. And Jamaica's Megan Tapper was third, 12.55. There was another American in the field, Gabrielle Cunningham. She finished seventh. So the U.S. swept all three medals in that event at the Rio Olympics in 2016. But how about that? But Harrison wasn't one of them. She came to the 2016 Olympic trials as the favorite, not only to make the Olympic team, but potentially win gold. Then she finished sixth at the trials. So her Olympics went down the tubes. This was a big moment for her to win that silver. And you could tell she was thrilled. And she really left it out there on the track. And good for her. And it was fun to, it was certainly fun. To watch that. You know, it's since the last time we spoke here on this show, I mentioned that so much happened in the pool. There was yet another gold medal, a couple of gold medals that went to American men. I'll tell you what, the phenomenon in the pool, and I watched over the weekend. Caleb Dressel once again does not disappoint all of his medals. Crazy, the 4x100 medley relay swim, the men's 50-meter freestyle, gold, just medal after medal for what he was able to do in the pool and over the weekend, finishing that up. That was part of it. How they were able to capture more. I mean, the new world record in the 4x100 medley relay in the United States has held on to that for so long, and they weren't the favorites coming into that. So it was a very big Olympic moment. So he wins 5 gold medals in Tokyo, and it's so interesting because this is how it works. He wins 5 gold medals, and he's a University of Florida swimmer. That's where he came from. And right away, what's the next thought? Well, Paris is the next Olympics, and it's 3 years, so there's not the 4 years in between. So while there was this weird extra year that knocked some people out, gave some more time to train and maybe make the team or not make the team, now Paris is the next goal. So besides Katie Ledecky for the Americans, Dressel was the other, I think, was the other very, very big story. COVID-19 cases are surging in Tokyo with the Olympics heading into this final week, because they're in the final week right now. And so the concern is not to see this again rip through the village. A Venezuelan, Yulmar Rojas, smashed the women's triple jump world record on the way to gold. So that was another exciting moment in between the conversation about, ooh, what's going on with these COVID cases outside the Olympic Village. And I mentioned Puerto Rico's Jasmine Camacho Quinn winning the 100-meter hurdles and how excited she was about that. And Kenny Harrison with the silver, how they're friends, and you could see they were excited for each other, watching each other to see what had happened there at the tail end of their quest to get gold. And as I mentioned, the COVID-19 cases, the concern is keeping it out of the village. 17 new cases were reported on Monday. Contractors, game-related people, personnel, volunteers, one member of the media. So none of the new cases reported from Tokyo's Olympic Village, keeping the total reported from the village at 28. And this is the final week of the Olympics. So if you haven't watched any of the Olympics, and of course we have hoop going on and so much more, this may be the time for you to catch up and catch a little Olympics if you're into it, because we're watching the medal count. The U.S. has 60 medals right now, 60 overall, and if we looked at the full tracker, I'm keeping track of all this stuff. The U.S. has 60 total, 20 gold, 24 silver, and 16 bronze, to China's 51, 24 gold, 14 silver, and 13 bronze. And the Russians are right behind China with 44, 12 gold, 19 silver, and 13 bronze. Our Australian friends have 31 medals, 14 of them are gold. The Canadians have 14, 3 of them are gold. And Great Britain has 32, 10 are gold for the UK. And like I said, for me, it's just been fun to watch this and to see some of the personal stories, how they're unfolding for these athletes who have had it tough in trying to make teams, to qualify, and then to get there and try and win it. And it's pretty tough. You know, I look at those hurdles and watch them, you know, dive over the hurdles. And I watched world champion Sifan Hassan, who made a huge recovery from a fall at the final bell to win her 1500-meter heat at the Olympics on Monday. She picked herself up after getting tangled up at the start of the last lap, sped around the outside of the pack on the back straight, ended up crossing the line in 4 minutes, 5.17 seconds to qualify for the semifinals. Wow. So it keeps the Dutch runners' bid for a very rare distance running at the Tokyo Games. And so this team from the Netherlands was probably incredibly excited to watch her to be able to do that. She won a 1500 and 10,000-meter double at the World Championships in 2019. She's also going to run the 10,000 meters at the Tokyo Games and go for 3 medals. That's grueling. I mean, that's a grueling schedule. She'll have to run 6 races in 8 days in the Tokyo heat and humidity, because it's like 73% humidity there, including the 2 races on Monday, the 1500 and the 10,000 finals, on back-to-back days on Friday and on Saturday. So, boy, that is pretty tough. In beach volleyball, I knew I was going to throw this in here, April Ross and Alex Kleinman put away a Cuban team that they didn't play before. Next up for them, they've got a couple of gold medalists that they're going to have to play, but they beat Cuba in straight sets, 21-17, 21-15, in their knockout round opener on Monday to reach the quarters of the Tokyo Olympics beach volleyball tournament, where they're going to meet the German and Laura Ludwig and her current partner Maggie Kusick. And both of them, or Ludwig anyway, won it all in Rio, where Ross and Kerry Walsh Jennings took bronze. So this is a big one for U.S. teams. This was one day after 2 U.S. teams were eliminated in the round of 16. So they're the hope that they can go a little bit further. All right, coming up next, your thoughts on all kinds of things as we hit the mailroom.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As several areas across the country see rises in the number of new COVID cases, Florida is seeing one of the worst surges. The state's Department of Health says there are more than 10,200 COVID patients in Florida hospitals as of Sunday, setting a new record. The state also recorded its highest number of daily new COVID-19 cases since the beginning of the pandemic last week, with more than 21,600. And the head of a military junta in Myanmar has declared himself prime minister, promising new elections in the country in 2023. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing extended a state of emergency in the country for 2 more years before those elections will be held. The announcement coming 6 months after the military coup that overthrew Myanmar's democratically elected government. That was followed by weeks of protests that saw military forces kill nearly 1,000 protesters and arrest another 7,000. The military claimed that the February elections were tainted by widespread fraud. This is USA Radio News. As the Senate begins debate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, many on Capitol Hill have emphasized the need to pass that legislation. The bill includes $550 billion in new spending over 8 years and focuses on roads, bridges, water systems, utilities, and broadband expansion. Congressman John Katko says many of these proposals are long overdue. The New York Republican tells Fox News that the detractors of the bill should think of the benefits the package will bring.
When you have the number of senators that are working together on the bill, I think that's a very, very good sign. It's a bill that, you know, a lot of it came from the Problem Solvers Caucus, and I chaired the subcommittee that helped write the guts of this bill, the contours of this bill. So I'm very excited for it, and I think it's really important. And for the detractors out there who want perfection and want everything, I think they should think about the people in Flint, Michigan, who might just get a better water system now, or the person who's scraping together enough money to try and make ends meet, driving on tattered roads that destroys their cars.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
That the Olympics and some of the athletes pulling out because of struggling with the mental aspects of what's happening in their world has definitely raised the noise on people throwing in their two cents on all of it. And you did that in the mailbag, and I got a little of this and a little bit of something else because some of you agree that they should have been able to take the time and say, okay, I can't do this, and move on from that. And a couple of you felt the other way. So I'm going to go to this one from Jerry. Jerry, who says, Kate, I was surprised to hear you join the legion of media who feel that Simone Biles was right in saying that she couldn't mentally go on. And once she fumbled on the vault, pulled out of pretty much all of the competition, I think it's weak because she's there, she's representing the United States, and she is dropping the ball, so to speak. And if she couldn't stand the heat of the competition, why is she there in the first place? Oh, ouch, Jerry. I completely disagree with that. Here's why I disagree with that. Because we're humans, right? And she has, everybody kept saying it, she has the weight of the America on her shoulders. Even I was listening to something that Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer, said the other day. He's like, you know, you would have thought the Olympics was Simone Biles and that's it. NBC, all they did, he said, I live in the United States and all they do was talk about her and the Olympics, her constant promos, Simone Biles making history. So she got, as the other American competitors knew what they called the twisties, and it wasn't safe. It wasn't good. She was in her head. You know what they say when you're in your head? You're in your head. You're thinking about everything. You got to get out of your head. So I think it would have been dangerous and stupid for her to continue for even that reason, right? So she can't, if she can't continue, and she says she can't continue, then she did the right thing. She's been there supporting the rest of the team, but she wasn't right to move on. And that's that. I mean, she was the best. She brought home lots of medals for the U.S. And sometimes you got to give some emotional support and cut people some slack, Jer. Got to cut people some slack, man. And then there's this one from Tim, who's listening to us in New Orleans. And Tim says, Kate, I'm right there with you about Simone Biles. Everybody has an opinion on Simone Biles. So she still is the conversation of the Olympics. I don't think she intended for that to happen at all. And, of course, she is a competitor who has won so many medals. And, you know, withdrawing from the floor exercise, withdrawing from everything else now at this point, it makes sense. She's there in the stands, and she's cheering on her teammates. But out of the vault, out of the uneven bars, out of the floor exercise, I think it was the right thing for her to do. She knew that she couldn't compete and that she wasn't mentally right, so she shouldn't have stayed in there. That would have been dangerous for her, and it would have been dangerous for the rest of the girls on that Olympic team. So why all these people are out there on social media, so many of them trashing her, I don't get it. She could have had one last chance to stay, and she knew she couldn't do it, so she withdrew from it all. And I think that it's the worst nightmare of anybody, parents, anybody watching people fly through the air on a piece of equipment, when something happens where their muscle memory has gone out. So if you were mid-air and your brain is disconnected from your body and you can't do it, why would we push her and force her into doing it and say that it was lame that she wouldn't compete? You know your gymnastics. So, I mean, you must be watching it, Tim, so thanks for that. But you said it. Look, if she was lost and she didn't have control and didn't do the move she was planning to do, and she was experiencing this thing of forgetting, she's done this her whole life. So she knew she was in danger. She knew that it wasn't the right thing to do. To not be able to control your body doing these extremely dangerous high level moves is disastrous, right? And so that's not where you want to be, right? You know, the pandemic, the other stresses of the Olympics, this twisties thing, whatever. It's just the danger. The bottom line is the danger was there. So it wouldn't make any sense to do that. So good for her that she withdrew instead of just trying to soldier on. And, you know, Sunisa Lee won gold medal for the United States in the all-around competition. So, you know, there you go. She rescued that part of it anyway, if you want to look at it that way. And we have other great athletes to celebrate if we're just talking about the gold. All right, I could go on with more, but I won't do that because you get it pretty much. There's some that are saying the Bravo and others that are saying, you know, no. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Mark, who's saying, Kate, I was an anti-vaxxer, and then my brother got COVID and almost died. He was in good shape, so he wasn't heavy, he didn't have diabetes or any of these other things, and it scared the hell out of me. I love my brother, I love my family, and we thought we were going to lose him. Once that happened, and he barely made it out, and he's still dealing with the after effects of it, I knew that I had to get vaccinated, and I scrambled to get a vaccine. I've had both of them now. I had Pfizer, and however this plays out, I'm glad that I did it, but it shouldn't have probably taken my brother almost dying for me to get it. So if anybody in your listening audience is listening to what my email says to you, I hope people, please go get vaccinated. Your life is precious, and every life is precious, and we don't want to lose any more people. Yeah, it's scary, right? Someone close to you, you've got all these, the hospitals are surging with unvaccinated patients infected with the Delta variant, and, you know, what, none of these patients thought they would get the virus, but the Delta variant is so highly contagious that young, healthy, pregnant patients, all kinds of people are pulling up to hospitals that are getting it. I mean, 90% of the hospitalized COVID-19 patients are unvaccinated. In Austin, Texas, the ICU, they're saying, is at a capacity right now. So it's a level of risk to the entire community, too, because of it being that high. And when and what the Austin Travis County Health Authority doctor is saying is, and put out a bunch of statements about it, is if we fail to come together as a community now, we jeopardize the lives of loved ones who might need critical care, because that's the other part of it. You get in a car accident, something else happens, there's no beds. In Mississippi, all 88 beds in the University of Mississippi's Medical Center's intensive care unit filled up heading into the weekend. And in Louisiana, same thing. They're starting to see that in Baton Rouge, in other places. At the Louisiana hospital, 97% at the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, 97% of the COVID-19 patients in the ICU were unvaccinated. So there are children with parents who are in the hospital, and still 49.6% or almost 50-some percent of Americans are fully vaccinated. So we're nowhere near, I guess, where it needs to be. I mean, the Delta strain, this is the facts. Several times more contagious than the original strain of the novel coronavirus, and is causing more severe disease. So I don't want that. You don't want that. You know, just look at the facts. Look at the people around you. Talk to the people around you. And you make your own decisions, right? We're adulting. But look at the people around you. Look at your community. Listen to what people are saying and see what's happening. Pay attention to that. That's what I say. That's what I challenge everybody to do. All right. Let's move on to something else. This one is from Howard, and Howard says, "Hello, Kate. I started listening to the show 4 months ago, and I like when you do the mic drop. I always think I'm going to send you a couple of different mic drops. This could be a mic drop. Did you see what happened in California, that they're saying bacon could completely disappear because of a new rule that has now kicked into effect? And what the new rule is that California is saying that beginning next year, they're going to enforce an animal welfare proposition that was approved by voters years ago that requires more space for breeding pigs and egg-laying chickens and all kinds of things. So bacon might be not available in the state of California, because maybe pork won't be available. Wow. Well, I'm thinking of my people that are listening in Iowa. So much of that comes from Iowa, and pork producers are going to have higher costs to regain a key market if they lose California, because that's a big market. So what happens unless the courts intervene or the state allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state? They're going to lose all their pork supply. Can you imagine? You want your bacon, you want, you know, all these other products, you can't get them because of something that kicked into effect that would change that. All right, stay with us. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk to Mary, who's written a book called Braving the Clouds. And, boy, this book is so important. There's so many people that are parents, mothers, who deal with children with mental illnesses. And now more than ever, at least we're having lots of conversations about it. Before, we weren't even having the conversations. But how do you deal with your child? How do you seek the right kind of treatment? How do you learn how to navigate through this very tough thing with a human being that you gave birth to that you absolutely love unconditionally? So Mary, writing, yes. Braving the Clouds, what,
yes.
Tell us your story and what led you to writing the book.
The main intention was to get across to those whose loved ones are suffering from this illness. And if I could, show them some guidelines on how to deal, because it is a very tough illness to handle. It's devastating, I would say, rather. And, people lose patience, people throw back at the person, and things go completely out of control. So, one has to learn to be patient. And so that is what I wanted to do, to get across to people and show them some guidelines as to how to handle these precarious situations which arise.
What do you think the biggest mistake is that people make, that they try to reason with somebody who has schizophrenia or some other illness like it?
Yes. Yes. They try to reason. And this illness is beyond any kind of logic because it is all imagination. So you cannot reason with a person who's you know, confined to his imaginary world. How can you reason with that person? So the best thing is to just hear them out, keep quiet, and try not to put pressure on those delicate points. Like, you know, if I say that, why did you do this? Why did you talk like this? Never go back. Just keep it to yourself, forget it.
Wow. And you've dealt so beautifully. And in the book, you talk about it. You go through so many different things. And I think there's also misconceptions about treatments and about medication. How important is it to get that medication right and constantly monitor it?
Kate, actually, what happens is that people go into denial. They're not able to accept this illness, and the treatment gets delayed. The illness gets worse. So the first thing that has to be done is not to shy away from going to a psychiatrist the moment some symptoms become apparent. That is, you know, lack of sleep and withdrawing from the social world, you know, being lost somewhere. So first of all, contact a good psychiatrist. Let the medications start. That is so important. Medication is most important. Because I have seen with my son that when he is under medication, he is perfectly fine. But then there is another symptom with his illness, and that is cheating with the medication. And when this cheating starts, the relapse takes over.
Right.
And regular reviews, of course, are equally important.
Right. And we want to tell people, too, an upside that your son is super creative, that he's
yes.
found a way to channel some of that energy. Tell us about that.
Okay. See, he's since his childhood, he's had a very creative bent of mind, and he's probably got it from me. So as he grew, and especially this time when he was in the rehabilitation center, he made a few paintings and gifted them over there. So when we went to bring him home, I was crossing a room and I saw beautiful, a very striking, you know, it was a very eye-catching painting of a sunflower, a huge sunflower. And I asked my son, I said, this is such a beautiful painting. Who's made it? He said, I made it. So it was such a proud moment for me, you know, like my eyes fell on a painting, which I didn't know that my son had done. And then we brought him over and we constantly, continuously get his stuff from Amazon because of the lockdown and the corona stuff here in India. And he's made some beautiful, beautiful paintings and pencil sketches. And he loves cooking. He makes exotic dishes. So, you know, when we invite some people over, he takes over the kitchen. He likes to do everything himself, from chopping to cooking to serving. And he's a very pure soul, extremely pure soul and very giving.
Wow, so that's the upside of this for sure. The name of the book is Braving the Clouds. And you can get it on Amazon. And Mary, what do you hope people are listening to our conversation in the U.S. and other parts of the world? What do you hope they take away from reading your book?
Okay. See, they say it's a mental illness. And people, they think there's a stigma attached to it. There is. People still have not been able to come to terms with a mental illness as much as they've come to terms with physical illness. But then an illness is an illness and you have to accept it. At some point, you have to accept it and move forward. Till you don't accept it, you will never be able to take the right path. You have to understand it is treatable, maybe not curable. But then if it's treatable, your son can lead a semblance of a normal life, or your loved one, whoever that person is. And The second thing is, as I'm repeatedly saying, medication is so crucial in this illness. Because if he goes off medication, the relapse is going to take over. And the other thing is, going downhill is very rapid. But coming back to that stage of stability takes about 3 months. The person can go downhill in a week's time. But, you know, to get back to that stage of stability, what they call, when the person is back to, you know, a somewhat a normal life, that takes almost, it starts after 1.5 months of continuous medication. And then to reach that stable stage, it takes 3 months.
Wow. Wait, for you writing Braving the Clouds, did that make you feel good to tell this story, to share this story, to have it out there in the world?
Absolutely. Because I know how traumatic this is. I know how traumatic it is. I know what all I have undergone. And I know there must be so many others who must be undergoing what I have undergone. So if I can touch the life of maybe one person, just one person through my book, I think my book will have done its purpose.
Wow, what a perfect place to end this. Mary, Braving the Clouds, get it on Amazon. Thank you for being so brave, sharing your story, helping people. I think a lot of people will be helped by what you have written. And plus, they know they're not alone. I think there is a loneliness to this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate, for giving me the opportunity to voice my thoughts, my feelings. And, well, it's been an interview of a lifetime for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So it's so interesting what Mary's talking about in her book and talking about how she deals with her son. You know, along those lines, it's good that the conversation is starting to happen more. We see with the Olympics what happened with Simone Biles and the fact that for her mental health, she stepped away from winning more medals. And yet she was criticized by some people for that. Michael Phelps, one of the most decorated Olympic swimmer athletes of all time, he was very honest about what happened to him with depression, saying at one point he questioned whether he wanted to be alive anymore. So I'm so glad we're having the conversation. I think Mary's book, especially specifically talking about dealing with a son who's schizophrenic, but all these wonderful other things that happen with him. Again, we cannot have this conversation enough. So thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and make it count, everybody. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.